Hello and welcome to the program UFO Warning. In this episode, we're talking about an Alberta UFO roundup. That's correct, an Alberta, Canada UFO roundup. Now, we've done all 50 states. I've had some folks ask me if we could do one on Canada, and I thought, well, why not? Now, for the source for this information, we're going directly to newfork.org. That's N-U-F-O-R-C.org. I'll have the links over there at the Ko-Fi and the locals website, and I'll try to post some pictures. We do have some pretty cool pictures with some of these reports. Now, the first report here says that it happened on July 29th, 2023. It happened at Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Shape, light, characteristics, emitted other objects, aircraft nearby. So it sounds like we have a mothership with these probes coming out and an observer aircraft nearby. Lights all over night sky moving erratically. Small points of light started appearing at dusk. They would start, stop, make sharp 180 degree turns, and accelerate at a mind-bending speed, traveling across the night sky in about 2 seconds. That is mind-bending. Also saw a bright white orange light fly toward downtown and disappear. Didn't appear to be a meteor, as if it had no trail. Last I saw before heading to bed was a bright light that slowly appeared and then faded away shortly after. This almost sounds like a series of orb sightings to me. Here we have one of these giant triangle UFO reports. This is from, looks like October 3rd, 2023, duration 7 seconds, number of observers 1, location Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, over my house, shape triangle. It says giant flying V. Looking up, as it was a very clear sky, I saw a shadow of a V-shaped object flying from the north to the south over the top of me. It was big. No lights and no sound. I didn't get any pictures of it, as it was only going by for a few seconds. I can just imagine that, coming out of your house, looking up and seeing this giant triangle-shaped UFO. Sounds like it might have been right there in broad daylight. Very cool. This one is from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. Now, we got some pictures with this. He's got a little bit of a video here, too. It looks like very cool. I'll go ahead and put the link here. You guys can follow this stuff. They got the map. Wow, this is weird looking. This is almost like a, I don't know, kind of a rectangular square-shaped object. It has some bumps on the bottom. I mean, it actually has texture to it, whatever this thing is. Reminds me of these cube-shaped UFOs people have reported. It's from July 4th, 2023. It says lasted 5 to 7 minutes. Location, Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, downtown central Edmonton. And then it says, object witnessed, Edmonton AB, July 4th, 2023. The time was about 8:45 p.m., still full daylight, and the sun was pretty west. The object was moving from east to west and below the cloud line, although there were not a lot of clouds around, only to the west, so the object was mostly seen in a clear sky. The object moved silently in a fixed position, meaning it did not rotate in any direction, maintained a steady speed, which was not particularly fast by any means, and also maintained a straight line with no change in altitude or side-to-side movement, indicating it was not being affected by wind gust. Its lack of any kind of movement other than a straight path from east to west allowed me to rule out balloons and birds as well. I ruled out it being a drone based off of the fact that it stretched such a long distance in its path, and in my admittedly limited knowledge of drones, there is a limit to how far they can go, and I believe there are some laws about drone use in the city. To the naked eye, it looked like a black blob. I estimated the size would have been the same as a small vehicle. There was no sun reflection, although the sun was on the opposing side to where we were, nor were there any lights. Man, now, I'm just saying, you got to look at this picture. This is not a drone. There's no propulsion system on it. I mean, it's just one of these kind of oblong, squarish things. It looks like, I don't know if this is landing gear on the bottom or bumps or whatever, but it's definitely nothing man-made. You look at this thing and you're like, how is it hovering up there like that? Guy's got some really good maps here too, showing exactly where it was at. This is from Cochrane, Alberta, Canada. It says, date May 5th, 2023. Goes on, then it says, shape orb or haze around object. four-pointed craft outlined as orbs went over our cul-de-sac. Four orbs intercommunicated and shape-shifted. At approximately 11:50 p.m., a four-pointed craft outlined as orbs went over cul-de-sac. The four orbs intercommunicated and shape-shifted, somehow almost darting as needed amongst themselves to realign travel directions. Well, this is something that we see with these orbs so oftentimes. They seem to be operating in formations or tandems or whatever. We just don't know what's going on with these things. It's almost like they're operating as like little swarms or flocks. This is from 4:30, 2023, duration 3 seconds. It says, location, Fairmont Drive, Southeast Calgary. That's Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Shaped circle, silver round object, traveled very fast. Was looking up west and spotted fast moving object. The sun, not the object, which was silver and very bright. So you happen to look up and see this super fast silver orb going by. Yeah, these things are around. I just think so many times people just happen not to notice them. This is from Fort McMurray, Alberta, Canada. It says the date on this is 3/3/23, and it says 1 minute 25 seconds, location Fort McMurray, Alberta, Canada, shaped circle, lights on object. Five orbs flying after 45 seconds. There was only one. There was five orb-like objects flying, then 45 seconds later, three of them disappeared, then the other two just disappeared. So often, these things seem to be playing some kind of a hide-and-seek game, and that's not uncommon, where people will see a group of them, and then multiple ones will kind of just phase in and out, or just flash in and out. This sighting looks like February 10th, 2023. It says, number of observers, 2, 5 minutes. Location, Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. Flew over top of my house and disappeared within seconds. Shape oval. Characteristics, electrical or magnetic effects. Possible abductions. Animals reacted. That sounds serious. Soundless, round or oval, thick object. Flew over top of my house so fast it was gone in less than 3 seconds. I was outside of my balcony having a cigarette with my mom when out of nowhere we both got knocked over by a super strong gust of wind. As we fell down, we both saw a circular oval-shaped object zoom over the top of our house, just barely high enough to go over the house, and move so quickly it was gone before we could even stand back up. The really odd thing, there was absolutely no sound coming from it. After filling in the rest of the form, I'm coming back to add more as I didn't know the electrical issues we experienced were related. We were without power for about 15 minutes after the incident. We figured we just had an electrical surge and had to wait for it to come back. Also, our cat was freaking out and didn't want anything to do with us when we came back inside. Weird. Now, it doesn't really say here why they thought they might have been abducted. I suspect maybe there was some kind of missing time or something. I just don't know. Here's one from Lethbridge, it says. We'll look at it. It says, the date on this is 2/11/23, duration 5 minutes. Lethbridge, Alberta, Canada. Location details, Noble Ford, Alberta. Shape light, lights on object. Solid white light moving very fast over Noble Ford, Alberta. Saw a steady light moving quickly near Noble Ford, Alberta, faster than any plane I know of. Object was flying from the southeast and heading northwest. Read today, NORAD was tracking a UFO near Havre, Montana that same evening, which isn't far from my location. Now, that's interesting. That sounds like that must have happened about the same time that we had those three UFOs shot down over Alaska, Yukon, and Lake Huron. That would be cool if we had a little more information on that, but that does sound like that was very much in that ballpark. This one right here is from Rocky View County, Alberta, Canada. It says north of town of Cochrane. Shape light. The date on this is 2/17/23. Two solid bright lights go straight up slowly, one at a time, then change direction and start blinking toward the south. I only saw lights. I did not see any shape or an actual craft. They were as tiny as a satellite or airplane. One light came up slowly, going straight up, and then changed directions, heading northeast, and started blinking. only white light, no caller. I watched it until I couldn't see it anymore, and then a second one started coming up slowly and changed directions and started blinking, heading south-southwest. This one looked like it was going up into the sky more than the first one. Yeah, that doesn't sound like a satellite to me. I mean, I wouldn't expect a satellite to go up in the sky like that. You know, just kind of... The satellites, you know, normally just track across the sky. We're not talking about them going up and down. This one here is from Calgary, Alberta, Canada, dated 2/11/2023. A lot of stuff here in February. It says, location 61st Avenue, heading east at 70th Street, yellow red light moving vertically above ground, maybe 10 miles up. Shape light, characteristics, aura or haze around the object. We hear this so often with these things having an aura or a haze around them. I don't know if this is just some sort of energy field or if this is where they are phasing in and out of whatever dimension they're coming from, but we do hear that description a lot. Fast moving, light yellow red glow, maybe 10 times speed of fighter jet, really fast, only visible 2 or 3 seconds. What I thought was a fighter jet moving vertical above ground east of Calgary to Brooks, the way it was moving, could reach it 2 hours out in a minute. Did not hear sonic boom, which I could have, or it was traveling higher up. No dash cam that would have been good. This was moving 10 times faster or more. Well, that does not sound at all like a fighter jet to me. This is from 9/27/22. 5 minutes, it says, location Grand Prairie, Alberta, Canada, was facing north, shape rectangle, characteristic lights on object, aura or haze around object, horizontal rectangle, looked like stacked red horizontal lines in sky, didn't move, then just vanished. Was looking out window at my mom's hospice. She is palliative with cancer. I had to pick my sister up at an airport at midnight. Was just looking out window like I do most nights, just thinking about life, and noticed a red rectangle that was horizontal, not vertical, that just hung out in the north sky. There are no red lights nor any traffic lights for 2 blocks in my mom's room that would reflect, and there was no rain or clouds. It was a clear night, other stars in the sky. It just hovered, didn't move, then suddenly vanished. It says, picture an Oreo cookie and looking at it sideways. There were 2 stacks of rectangle red lights on top of each other with a space. That would be the Oreo icing in between. Yeah, so he definitely sees this object. He sees the texture and design of it. He's not seeing a drone. He's not seeing reflections. He's not seeing swamp gas. Okay, this one here is from Buck Creek, Alberta, Canada. It says 2/11/21. So this is from a few years ago. It says, lights on object, low flying, slow moving, large, at close range object seen. I work in a remote area of Alberta doing security for the oil field. I had my mother with me that night and was watching down a dirt road to an oil field plant when I noticed 3 red blinking lights moving across the sky at a distance. My mother and I were confused as we knew it was not a plane and it stayed in a single line formation. When it went behind the trees, we drove a little further down the road to a field where we got a better view. I videotaped both times. At this new location, it was much closer. There was no visible moon nearby, so it was very dark, but I could tell, and I was certain that it was one extremely large object moving very slowly. Due to my fear and confusion, we did not follow any further, but watched it until it went out of sight. I found the local police, and they were able to confirm about a week later that there is no reported military aircraft, or otherwise that should have been in the sky at that time on that date. This left me extremely confused, yet curious as to what I saw. As stated, I do possess a couple of videos and would be willing to share if someone could help me figure out what this is. I have tried to slow my videos down and take photos. When slowed down, the lights are all different colors of red, blue, green, and yellow, but I cannot see any shape between them as there is too much pixelation or what looks like dust particles when I blow it up. Yeah, he's got a picture here. I mean, it is pretty cool. It does look like it's collared, and then some more lines. It looks like lights on a craft to me. That's what it looks like. It's almost like one of these giant flying saucers with these orb lights around the edge of it. It's a neat picture. Like I said, I'll put the links up, and you can go there and click on to New Fork and take a look for yourself. This one here is from Okotoks, Alberta, Canada. It says 10-4-21. Characteristic lights on object. One object with 4 to 5 lights across and 4 to 5 lights down in the shape of a capital T, not a cross. This caught my eye immediately as I walked outside. I spotted it at my 10 o'clock north and watched it travel south until I could no longer see it around 2 o'clock. I think that took 20 to 30 seconds. It held the shape of a capital T and had clear white lights. It traveled steadily and did not make a sound. It was quite high, but really hard to tell how close it was because it was just lights. Yeah, these things are so crazy. The way these orbs seem to just set up and go in formations and hang out together. I mean, I don't even know what's going on with these things. And just make sure what's going on with these things. I mean, people keep seeing these things flying in formation, flying in these strange formations, quite frankly, that couldn't be a group of fighter jets flying that way, you know, and it's certainly not satellites. This is from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. We'll do a few more here, then we'll finish up. It says 10-21-21, short duration, 10 to 15 seconds, number of observers 2, location Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Location details, northeast quadrant of Calgary in a green space between houses off of the Martindale Drive. Shape cigar. Characteristics, aura or haze around objects. Animals reacted. Object was flying east at great speed, glowing bright fluorescent blue, and changed direction instantly, and 5 seconds later it was gone. My wife and I were walking our dog through a green space in northeast Calgary when we noticed something coming from the west, flying faster than any satellite we've ever seen, glowing a fluorescent bright blue and flying higher than airplanes but lower than space. We watched it coming toward us rapidly for about 5 to 10 seconds, and then it changed direction instantaneously and flew south-southeast, and it was out of sight between 5 to 10 seconds tops. We were both dumbfounded and stuck in our spots wondering what we just saw. It wasn't a plane because the entire craft was lit up, and it was easily 2 to 3 times bigger than a jumbo jet, both in length and diameter. And it wasn't a satellite because it was moving way too fast, and we could see the defined shape of whatever it was, and it looked like a giant pill capsule or a Tic Tac. I'm an amateur stargazer and have been looking at stars and planets and satellites for years, and whatever it was, it definitely wasn't any of those. I'm 52, and I've never seen anything like it before or since, but it still stays with me for the rest of my life. I would have reported it sooner, but I had no idea where to report it until today. Here's one from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. It says 5-28-21. Shape circle, lights on object, over 30 bright, round, unidentified craft traveling fast. I was looking south in the skies overlooking Calgary. They were traveling west to east. They disappeared behind a cloud southeast. One broke away and traveled quickly northwest. Yeah, it's weird. Sometimes these orbs, they go in formation, and sometimes they're just all over the place. This one here is from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. It's got a picture here where they've circled this thing. They got a lot of, yeah, okay. So they've circled it. They've kind of made a target around this UFO. It looks to me like a classic flying saucer at quite a distance. It says September 13th, 2021, Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, Highway 2, close to 41 Avenue Southwest. Sphere is what they're calling it. Huge sphere, like 10 meters in diameter, with 6 symmetrical cone-like spikes. Man, I was driving northbound on Highway 2 from Nasuka, approaching 41 Avenue. An object flying south from DT Edmonton toward my location attracted my attention. I was close to the airport and thought this was an airplane going to land. I kept following the approaching object and was waiting to see a silhouette of an airplane. Surprisingly, I didn't get it. Instead, the object flew on my left side, and I had a good chance to see a lot of details. It was a sphere approximately 10 meters, so 35 feet in diameter, with 6 symmetrical, identical cone-like spikes. One of the spikes was pointing to the flying direction, another one in the back, one on the top, and one on the bottom, one to the left and one to the right. It was a sunny day. The object was shiny, silver in color, but not mirror reflecting. No sound heard, no trace observed. The object was flying at the same height and at a speed a little faster than an airplane landing. That's wild. Yeah, they got a picture of it here. You can take a look at it when you link over there to the CoFi, the local site, and see what you think. He's definitely seen something. This is from Calgary, Alberta, Canada, also dated 3/4/21, duration 2 to 3 minutes, number of observers 1. It says, lights on object shaped cylinder, well-lighted cylindrical object in Calgary sky moving northwest to southeast, odd shape, size, and angle orientation. March 4th, 2021, 6:05, Calgary, Alberta, Canada, standing at a bus stop near my residence, which is in inner city. I looked up at the morning sky and the moon, then noticed a cylindrical set of lights moving northwest to southeast. The sky was clear on this morning, as far as I could tell, being able to easily see the moon and stars. At first, I suspected the collection of lights to be a plane. It seemed to be moving oddly, though, as I thought to myself, it seems like it's coming down, and even worried for a second that it was on a trajectory from my neighborhood. In the next moment, I was puzzled at the shape of the object. The angle of it, its orientation, and also the luminosity of it seemed surrounded with lights. It was then that I first considered I should take some pictures and video. I got my phone out. I'm not the fastest girl in the world at taking pictures with my phone, and this was very early in the a.m. as I waited for my bus to go to work, but I collected 4 to 5 decent pics and 1 40-second video, plus another very short clip. The object continued on its course southeast. It became dimmer as it moved away, and then my bus showed up. The object moved at about the speed of a plane, I would say, certainly not too fast, but not a steady pace. The video I shot is shaky because of my trying to line it up and even zoom in. It is not the object dancing around. The object stayed on a fairly even course throughout. I listened for the sound of a plane and could not be sure if I heard it. Living in the city, there is a lot of ambient noise that sounds like a constant hum, especially early in the morning when there are not much car noises on the street. There was just no really obvious jet sounds. That's a good description. Now, they do not have the pictures attached there, so we really can't tell you what it looks like or anything like that. Now, I'm going to go ahead and just do a couple more sightings here. This one's from Adrie, Canada. It says, dated 7/11/2020, observers 1, duration 20 minutes. We'll do this one here, and we'll do 2 more, and then we'll be done. It says, circle, lights on object, or haze around object, changed color. Flashed, it remained a bright light, hovered 20-plus minutes, very bright red and green lights. A bright light hovered in the west sky. It had red and green lights that blinked. It slowly moved away westward. The lights were many times brighter than any plane. On occasion, there would be seen a very small light approach. It faded into the far distance. It appeared to zigzag fast, but slightly. Interesting. So this thing, obviously they're seeing something that's an object with lights, is what they're describing it as, not just, you know, a planet or a star they can't identify. Very cool. This is from Pinoca, Canada. It says, duration 6 hours, number of observers 10. The date on this is 6/2/2020, shaped light. Almost every night since October, there has been a bright light following me at night. Some nights it will meet up with a smaller light. As many as 3 have been seen. I thought I was crazy, so started pointing it out to people riding with me, and now they have all witnessed it. It will follow me from west of Pinoca to Alex to Red Deer and wait while I'm visiting my friends. It has even followed me to Saskatchewan. It sits outside my work and follows me home. We thought drone, but there is no noise. It travels as fast or as slow as I am going. What is this? It's creepy. Man, I really feel for that person. Obviously, they're being stalked by this thing, whatever it is. I can understand their concern. Let's just say that without getting into it too deep and causing that person any more stress. Okay, this is going to be the last one here. This is also from Calgary. It says, and this is a short one, it says duration 2 minutes, 3/20/20, shape triangle, characteristics light on object, triangle shape, no sound. We were in the backyard and a large triangle shaped object flew silently past us at 500 feet. It was coming from the west, heading east. It had four dim lights on either side and one at the front. All lights were white. It was a clear night, and the object was clearly visible. And that's got to be pretty attention-getting to see a large 500-foot-wide triangle object, UFO, fly over your house. Sounds like it wasn't that far off the ground, and the thing is just silent. These are the kind of sightings to me that just show, especially when there are multiple sightings like this, you have two observers, there's no way in the world that these things are man-made or secret military ops or anything like that. Why in the world would they risk exposing a secret military operation by flying it over somebody's backyard? Anyway, thanks to all the people that made these great reports to Alberta, Canada, and we'll keep the Canada UFO Roundup on the map and go through those up there and see what other really cool sightings and pictures and encounters we can learn about. Until next time, this is UFO Warning, over and out.